This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
Has our world gone insane to the point where it's like, you know, 100 million people are diabetic almost or on the verge of it? Another 50 million people in America are obese.
The Health Ranger Report.
And nobody's talking about, maybe we should stop making people sick.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
By now, you've heard about the Equifax hack that exposed, lost the Social Security numbers, credit card details, names, addresses, everything of 143 million people, probably including you, by the way. And Equifax CEOs dumped their own stock. Insider selling hit an all-time peak right before they went public with the announcement that, you know, they had lost all this information, or hackers had broke through and stolen it. And it now turns out that Equifax refused to spend adequate money on, you know, network security, firewalls, hacker protection, you know, hacker defenses, things like that. But here's the best part. So Equifax has been giving away a free year to their service, some kind of a premium identity theft protection system, which is obviously total junk because they can't defend themselves against hackers. But as part of, if you go in and sign up for that free year, you have to waive your right to participate in a class action lawsuit against them. That's right. That's right. So there's 143 million people in America who could join a massive lawsuit against Equifax, but they obviously want to take away that right. So they're having you sign up for their 1 year of free service of a useless service and then take away your right to sue them. That's how evil these people are. Just another corporate scam. And I got to ask you, did you ever give Equifax permission to store your name and address and credit card numbers and social security number? No, you never gave them permission. I didn't give them permission. Nobody did. They gathered all that information without your consent. They gathered it all and then put it in a place where hackers could get it. They were complicit, in other words, in the mass theft and identity theft against you, Equifax. This just typifies the way corporations are screwing everybody all the time. I mean, you know about Monsanto and how evil they are, and you know about Google, now called Gulag, and how evil they are with the censorship, and you know about the pharmaceutical companies and the dishonest banks. Well, just add Equifax to that list, because Equifax is a credit monitoring company that has basically just turned into a front for the identity theft industry. They basically just took all the information of 143 million people and just put it virtually online where hackers could easily just download all that data. And they did, by the way. And then they didn't tell you about it until after they sold their own stock. You know, this is Equifax. And again, they did all this without your consent, without your permission. How is it that they're not in jail? How is it that, I mean, they stole your social security number, your credit card numbers, your name, your addresses. They stole all that stuff effectively and then allowed others to steal it from them. They never asked you for permission. How is it that these corporations have the right to expose you and I to identity theft? They can ruin your life, and they do it for profit because they're making money by selling other people access to your credit report. Well, shouldn't your credit rating, shouldn't that belong to you instead of some corporation that's going to allow it to be stolen by a bunch of hackers? See, this is the thing. I think we need to radically overhaul the laws in this country about how corporations claim to own your data. I think that corporations should be required to pay you for the right to use your data. You should have to give them permission. You should have to opt in, but it's your choice. You can also say no. You can say, I don't want you to sell my credit information to anybody. But even if they do, shouldn't you get a cut of that? Shouldn't you get like half of what they make off of your credit report if you give them permission to even sell it? Shouldn't you get paid? Because it's your data. You know, Google's collecting data on you all the time. Marketing data, you know, your interests, the things you've searched for, the things you've purchased on Google Shopping, the websites you visit, the email, all the keywords in your email. Yeah, Google's reading all your email. Hope you knew that by now, because it's been going on for years. And they sell all that data. Did you know that? And they don't pay you a dime. Same thing's true with, you know, Yahoo and Microsoft and all these big tech companies. They're all doing the same thing. They're all getting your data for free and then becoming billionaires by selling your data to other companies that use it to exploit you. And then every once in a while, some of them lose your data and allow hackers to get to it, which then exposes you to all the nightmares of identity theft and credit card fraud and all these other things. Why is it that they keep getting away with this? They're making all the money, but they're pushing all the risk to you. Yeah, they lose your social security number, but you have to deal with the hassle of identity theft. We all should be joining a major class action lawsuit against not just Equifax, but Google and Facebook and any of these tech companies, any of them that are gathering all of your information and exposing you to hackers or selling that information to other parties. That should be an illegal practice. It's a conspiracy against you. It's a conspiracy. And it is subjecting you to all kinds of harmful effects like we're seeing with identity theft right now. They are subjecting you to having your identity stolen, having your credit ruined, having money stolen from your bank accounts, having your ID stolen, perhaps even your passport if you have a passport. They are creating all of these risks that you have to deal with and you have to pay for. And they're not paying you a dime off all that profit they're making off of you. Well, I think this is the time has come to change this whole system. I think companies should not be allowed to own data on you without your express consent and without paying you a percentage of what they earn off of your data. That's what I think. What do you think? I mean, think about this. If you're listening to this in the United States, you are probably on that list of 143 million people who just got all your details stolen by hackers, which means over the next few weeks and months, it's going to be sold all over the internet. Your identity is already being sold. And they're going to use your credit card numbers because that's part of what they stole. They're going to make fraudulent purchases on your credit card. They know your home address. They know your social security number. They can steal your identity. They can commit all kinds of incredible crimes against you because of that. So we got to hold these corporations responsible. We got to stop the trading of your private details by these dishonest, incompetent corporations that have proven again and again that they can't protect your data from hackers. So stay up to date on all of this. Read my website, naturalnews.com. Also, my podcasts are at healthrangerreport.com. And if you want to check out a website about the collapse of our society, because this is all part of it, just go to collapse.news. Collapse.news. Thanks for listening. I hope you're not on the list. I hope I'm not on the list, but probably we both are. And probably all our information just got stolen, and probably hackers are going to use it to commit heinous crimes against all of us. So, you know, there goes society. Everything's just crumbling. Everything's imploding. Nothing works anymore. Everything's a scam. Everything's, you know, bullshit, frankly. Even Equifax. So that's the society in which we live now. Unreal. Just unreal. I'll keep you posted as long as I can. But who knows where this is all going? Because we're talking about the collapse of civilization, frankly. This is just a small sign of that collapse, you know, which is accelerating everywhere. We'll see. All right. Take care.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate, an herbicide, and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.